Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C., my favorite week of the whole year. I love being here. I love doing this. I love working with the SBA. I love working with all of their partners and all the sponsors. But by the way, two of mine are helping to sponsor a Small Business Week. IBM and Administaff are both outstanding sponsors of Small Business Week. I think it's important that you know that. They put their money where their mouth is. And but again, as I said earlier, all of the people who are associated with the SBA, including SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And right now, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, we've got our good friend and longtime member of our brain trust, Ken Yancey, the CEO of SCORE, to tell us about what's going on out there across the country, helping you small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, so nice of you to have me. Great to see you at Small Business Week.
Thank you. We had fun last night, didn't we?
You know, it was a marvelous event. There's a tremendous amount of energy when you get a bunch of entrepreneurs in a room, and last night was no exception, I assure you.
It's cool to see that many people all together who know how to make a payroll, isn't it?
You know, it really is, and there were some remarkable individuals and some amazing businesses, and certainly great sponsors like yours, IBM and Administaff. It was good to see those folks, and certainly good to see you as always.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you, that State Department gathering that they've been doing now for several years, folks, if you ever get a chance to go to the top floor of the State Department, and I don't know what it would take to make that happen. You know, maybe join us during Small Business Week or something. If you ever get a chance to do that, you will be blown away.
Yeah, an absolutely lovely venue and a great night for a lot of reasons. You know, we honored our chapter of the year. Yep. The Atlanta chapter is the top chapter in the country. Steve Bloom, who is our chapter chair in Atlanta, and Jeff Mosquita, who is the vice chair. We have a terrific group in Atlanta, right around 100 counselors. They served over 12,000 entrepreneurs last year, and they're doing some really wonderful things in terms of outreach. They grew their business by almost 50%. They've opened 8 new satellite offices,
wow.
And they've actually begun, Jim, to counsel using voiceover internet protocol and using the cameras on the computers through Skype. So it's really a great group, very innovative, and we're really proud of their success and Steve's leadership and the team that's down there. They're the best volunteers you could ask for.
Well, congratulations to Steve. I met him last night. It was great to see him and the folks and all the folks there from Atlanta. And isn't technology an incredible thing? I mean, here you're talking about, think about how technology has changed the way you guys do your business.
You know, it really is remarkable. And the neat thing about it is, you know, what we do day in, day out is pretty much the same. We're counseling and training. The tools that we use to accomplish that are so different. So now that we're using, the internet to do that, the counseling, we're counseling online. We have online workshops, all kinds of things. You can have the same relationship online with a SCORE volunteer that you would have face-to-face. So for those that are more comfortable or their time forces them to use the internet a great deal more, we're there and we're happy to serve.
What I like about this, Ken, is you and I both know what cavemen small business owners can become and cave women. I mean, seriously, I mean, you invite them to Chambers of Commerce put on SCORE chapters team with chambers of commerce all across the country and small business development centers to put on a big nice seminar, bring in a speaker to do the work and to bring a great message, and they won't leave their offices.
You know, it's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it?
It is.
And you know, what it really is, if you think about it, it's taking the time to invest in yourself as an entrepreneur. My bet, and you know, you were there, so you can comment. My bet that last night there were probably 70 entrepreneurs in that room, and I bet 35 of them made or started a new business deal. Just by walking around, having, you know, enjoyable conversation and meeting people, I bet you they did great business. So
the networking was incredible.
You just need to get out there.
No question about it. And see, what I'm saying though is with this new technology that you're talking about, the way SCORE is using it, you know, you got people who maybe won't, you know, if they need help, if you were where you could tell them, and you, I know this is what you guys do. If you could tell them, hey guys, you don't have to come see us, we'll come to see you. Just go, you know, just go online with us, and you have one meeting with them. They get a taste of what excellence can look like. They learn things they didn't know before. Now you get those guys saying, hey, this is really good. This is worth my time. Maybe I'll go there next time and meet these people face to face.
Absolutely, and that place to go online is www.score.org, and right in the very top of the homepage, you'll see where you can ask a counselor a question. You can choose a counselor by skill and background, so you can make sure that their experience is completely relevant to whatever business that you have or you're interested in, and email them a question, and they get back with you very quickly, and a dialogue can start and a relationship, and we love coaching entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs, both online, face-to-face, and we hope people will give it a try. It's absolutely free, and you know, we have an organization of 11,000 volunteers that represent over 300,000 years of business experience. That's lots of payrolls being made, Jim, and,
that's a
and
whole
it's
lot.
A good resource.
And you know, folks, I know what you're thinking. A lot of times people can think, well, if it's free, what can it be worth? Folks, let me explain something to you. I'm going to reterm your example when you said it was free, Ken. I'm going to say, folks, it's not free. It's love. It's agape love. You know what agape love is, Ken? Agape love is what the Greeks, they define love three different ways, and one of them is agape love. And agape is love that you give to somebody that you don't know.
Well, that's
And these counselors... These counselors, I've met them, folks. They're willing to love you and your business up and help you out because they give up because they care about you. Before they care about you before they even know you. Now that, Ken, is agape love, and that's better than free.
You know it is, and that's what volunteerism in our country is all about. And,
that's exactly
and
right.
SCORE is very fortunate to have such a great group of volunteers, and they're there to help.
Stand by, quick break. 20 after the hour. Right back with Ken Yancey. We're going to talk some more about this fine organization and you, small business owners, because this is your week. Happy Small Business Week. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week here in our nation's capital. And you know, for folks, for many, many years, I was on the radio here in D.C., in the D.C. area, for a long, long time, developed a great following, wonderful audience, people who cared about what we did and who got a lot of benefit from what we did. And then we were off for a little while. But for the last couple of years, I guess, thanks to WDMV AM 700, we're back in the D.C. area, and we have been, I guess, as I say, I guess for a couple of years. So I want to reach out to our good friends at WDMV, AM 700. Folks, if you're listening on AM 700 WDMV, call those guys up and tell them thanks. If you enjoy the show, tell them that you appreciate it and say thanks to them, and say thanks for me, too. Ken Yancey is our guest. Ken is CEO of SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. You know, Ken, I'm going to ask you, throw you a little bit of a hardball question here, if you're ready.
Absolutely.
Years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago maybe, I first met some SCORE volunteers, and they were all 20th century retirees. Mm-hmm. You know, they never used a computer. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what email. Of course, back in those days, I didn't either. But my point is, you know, those guys did a lot of good things. but they weren't exactly, you know, they wouldn't be able to really contribute in the 21st century because their background. Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk to us about the sort of the new generation of SCORE folks who are 21st century compatible. Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a great question. And, you know, as technology has proliferated in business, you know, we have certainly had the opportunity to keep up. And our volunteers have done exactly that, and they've done it in a number of ways. A number of our volunteers have technology as their personal hobby. They spend time learning about its use, using it, programming, doing things, using those tools that translate to their client base, those small business owners and would-be entrepreneurs that they serve through SCORE. In addition, you know, as a volunteer organization, and any volunteer organization lives and dies by its ability to recruit new volunteers. So as we have recruited, and Jim, we have about 20% turnover a year in terms of our volunteer base. So as we have turned
which actually is pretty low for volunteers.
You know, we're really fortunate. We're just really fortunate to have what I believe to be the best volunteers in any organization anywhere, and they do stay with us, and they stay with us because they love small business and they love small business owners, and they like to make a difference in that environment. And so we're lucky to have that low turnover. But as we do have turnover, we bring on new people, and as this baby boomer generation, I'm one of them, as we move through and get a little bit closer and have a little more time in our businesses to volunteer often, SCORE is a great opportunity. So our average age has actually moved from 75, 76, Jim, when I joined in 1993,
right,
down to 67. And we're seeing
You got a lot of younger 40s and 50s in there.
You know what? We're seeing volunteers. I was talking with Steve Bloom in Atlanta, who we mentioned earlier. One of his newest volunteers that's on his chapter leadership council is 32. and interestingly enough, is in the technology business. So
yeah,
we're finding more and more people, and as the word gets out, not only about the great work that we can do with small business owners and people that want to start, but about the great volunteer opportunity that we have. And you know, we're doing away with that retired moniker. You know, we're not really using Service Corps of Retired Executives anymore. We're counselors to America's small business. You don't have to be retired. As a matter of fact, 32% of our new volunteers are still actively working. So
well,
we've got
I'll stop saying
experience.
I'll stop saying that then. I'm glad you corrected me. I'm glad you straightened me out on that. But you know, Ken, you said something a minute ago that I want to come back to. You said they volunteer because they love small businesses. Now, I know a lot of small businesses are listening out there. Small business owners are listening out there, thinking, "What? They love us. Why would he love us? What's going on?" You know, and you know, I tell them we're kind of like the panda in the zoo. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody loves the panda, Ken. You know what? Why would you love a panda? I mean, why would we love pandas? You know why we love pandas? Because they're cute and cuddly, and everybody wants to hug a panda. Small business owners are like that. We're cute, we're cuddly, everybody wants to hug us.
You know,
and
I would tell you, you have amazing impact. You know, you're creating the jobs, you're providing the innovation, you're fueling the economy. You know, not only are you cute and cuddly, but the get it done factor is huge. And you know, I think Steve Preston, the SBA administrator, made a comment last night that I thought was really pretty relevant. You know, he said that small business owners and entrepreneurship is really one of the things that's so unique about our country and our culture, and is so different than a lot of other countries and cultures around the country. Now, I see in a year probably 30, 40 people from different countries all over the world, all wanting to know how they can create a small business sector in their economy like we have,
mm-hmm.
and certainly how can they create an organization like SCORE that can help to guide and fuel and direct that particular sector. So, yes, cute and cuddly and wonderful, but also very, very powerful and very, very important to our future.
And the envy of the world with regard to entrepreneurship, America's small business owners.
Clearly,
like
the envy of the world.
I was in Denmark a year ago, almost a year ago, and they want what we have.
They do.
And they want, you know what else they want? They want a SCORE system. and an SBA system. They don't have that. Hey, Ken, give us that website again, please.
Jim, www.score.org. We'd love to see you online, or we'd love to see you face-to-face in our chapters. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ken. I'll see you later today, buddy. See you later.
Thanks.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, with Score. Quick break. Right back with Congressman Steve Chapman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.